Saddle up your horses.
Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walter Show, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you. As always, got a full program today. I just want to remind people, because we've got some new stations we've added, if you want to contact me, you may with comments, criticisms, compliments. I will take them all. Contributions, what have you, at redskyradio777@gmail.com. RedSkyRadio777@gmail.com. And if you would like to be able to pull the program down different ways, and there are, you can put in Robin Walter Show on whatever, iHeart and Apple and Amazon dot whatever. We're on all of those. I don't even know what they are. But if you got it, type in Robin Walter Show. And you can type that in on Rumble, too. And you will get actually two sets of programs there. You will get the Robin Walter Show, which is a mugshot of me in my beaver cowboy hat with a Mojave, that's right, a Mojave green rattlesnake hat band. Love that hat. And then the other ones for the Sunday morning with Robin Walter program, you got the Bible, my glasses, and a gavel. It's a little outdated. I used to serve as a judge pro tem as of last year, no more. But anyway, that's the picture. So I'm going to start with some good news today, but it's an interesting piece of good news. Obviously, you have heard about the Arizona Supreme Court ruling upholding an 1864 law that limited abortions to just the life of the mother. So there's not a 15-week ban. It's banned right out of the gate, and with the exception for the life of the mother, so there's no rape or incest exceptions, as Trump has proclaimed his position to be. This is a double-edged sword. I mean, from the perspective of life, I absolutely love it. I do. And it's the right thing, and the judges showed incredible insight and restraint in the way that the 1864 law superseded the legislation passed just a few years ago. And you'd think the other way around. I do not have the time. I'm a lawyer. I could go into it and explain it, but it'd take a third of the program, and I don't want to do that. Suffice it to say that there are a lot of Republicans that are against this ruling because they think it's going to hurt them at the ballot box, and it might. This is something that actually the Democrats love, something like this that raises their cause to a new decibel level, a volume of championing women's rights and, you know, woman's right to choose to kill her unborn child. And because that's what the choice is. They never finish a sentence, do they? I mean, when I hear that, they say, we ought to have the right to choose. Choose what? Hamburgers or hot dogs? Pants or a skirt? What are we choosing between? Choosing, they can't finish a sentence. You now help them. What you want is to be able to have the right to choose to kill your innocent unborn child. Isn't that right? And then they go in, well, it's part of my body. Of course it's not, because the child has a different DNA. How can it be part of your body if the baby has a different DNA? If one body can have multiple DNAs, we got about 20,000 criminal convictions that have to be overturned because we don't really know who done it after all. You got that for free today here. But this could hurt, I suppose, the Republican efforts in Arizona. On the other hand, you know, it's odd. You know, Trump has never been a pro-life absolutist. So what he came out with is pretty much what Donald Trump has always been. You know, he'd support the exceptions for rape and incest and the life of the mother, and I'm not sure where he came down as far as the ban after a certain amount of weeks. But it sort of puts him into, I wouldn't call it a moderate position, but it is what's called a modern-day moderate position. And so Trump's position and the timing of his releasing that was very interesting, that it was right at the basically the same time as this Arizona Supreme Court ruling, which would, I would suppose, would draw some so-called, quote, moderates, end quote, on that issue into the Trump camp, notwithstanding the state law. So state law can be dealt with by the legislature and the governor. But Trump's position probably trumps in Arizona, probably Trump's position probably trumps the decision of the Supreme Court upholding this 1864 law. And so I don't think it's going to hurt as much as some think, but who knows? Obviously, the left will try to capitalize on it because they just love the absolute right to destroy human, innocent human life in the womb. But I want to move on to the DD, not the Department of Defense. No, it stands for Deranged Democrats. And I understand that that also may be considered a redundancy. Yeah. So I'm just going to give you three nutsoid comments from three nutsoids today to prove my point. And it starts with, it's not surprising that Jake Tapper would interview Mark Kelly, senator in Arizona, about the Arizona Supreme Court decision. But Kelly, of course, he calls it a disaster. I thought a disaster is the word you use when a lot of people die. Isn't it? I mean, whether it's 9/11, whether it's Hurricane Katrina, you pick it. I mean, a disaster invariably involves the threat to human life or the extinction of a number of human lives. That would be a term for disaster. So why, if disaster applies to the death of many humans from an accident or incident or what have you, why is Mark Kelling applying the word disaster to the saving of innocent human lives? You see, and Kelly's warped. He's a screwball. You know what? I can't stand the guy. He's worthless. He's brainless. He's a whole bunch of things. But that's why he's in the Democrat Party. But he calls it a disaster to have something that actually saves human lives. You see, the decision, the 1864 decision, allowed for abortion if necessary to save the life of the mother. Clear and simple. So that being the case, since that was the, there was no risk in this law being upheld, there's no risk in it actually killing people, which would be the definition of a disaster. It can't kill anyone. It can only save life. And you get the point. But he also blames the Arizona abortion ban on Donald Trump. This senator is absolutely deranged. He has Trump derangement syndrome. And, you know, I can go back to when this program first went on the air about 18 or 19 years ago. And at that time, there were two things that were always at fault: global warming or George Bush. And if they could work them together, they did. Somehow Hurricane Katrina was George Bush's fault. But it was also global warming. But it was George Bush's fault because he wasn't doing enough about global warming. Well, because the planet actually is not warming, even Barack Hussein Obama has had changed the term during his State of the Union address from global warming to climate change. Well, how's it changing? Who cares? It's just changing. I call it winter, summer, spring, and fall, but others say, well, it's changing. Well, nutsoid Kelly blames the abortion ban on Donald Trump, because now Donald Trump has replaced George Bush and climate change has replaced global warming. So everything is the fault of Donald Trump or climate change, including the abortion ban. Why? He couldn't explain. Donald Trump didn't appoint any of the Arizona Supreme Court justices. Had nothing to do with that. Nothing at all, except the left-wing idiots. I'm sorry, it's another redundancy. I apologize for continuing to use these redundancies to describe Democrats. It's always Trump's fault. It's Trump, 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 climate change, Trump. Hitler, 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 Hitler. Nobody looks more like Hitler than Joey Biden, who's the most Hitlerian person to be on the campaign trail in many, many years. But it's all because of Donald Trump. Yeah, well, let him keep saying that. Let him come across and just manifest the gross stupidity, which actually is becoming increasingly the defining characteristic of Democrats. Think I'm things wrong? Well, I wish I was done with that. But let's move over to another Democrat, Sheila Jackson Lee. So she gives a speech here to a bunch of schoolers, high schoolers, where she claims in the speech, I'm not kidding, that the moon is a planet. And it's made up of gases. And that there are solar systems out there that are smaller than the Earth. Those are her words. She's a moron. I don't know where she went to high school, but we should find out where she went to high school, and then we should file a petition to have her high school diploma revoked. You should not be this stupid and be in Congress. And it reminds me of the other guy, I can't think of his name, from Georgia, who contended, this goes back a few years ago, that all the military equipment over in Guam, or an island associated with Guam, I watched it. He asked the military personnel, whoever was in charge of that installation in the South Pacific, whether there's a possibility of all that military equipment causing the island to tip, even maybe tip over, as like a ship would when there's way, way, way too much weight on one side. And of course, a military person held a straight face while answering the idiot. I thought, how can people be this stupid? Sheila Jackson Lee is right in there, along with what's-her-face in the Supreme Court, Ketanji Jackson Brown. Speaking of Jacksons here, doesn't know what a woman is. But let's not stop with there, because as long as we're on the Trump derangement syndrome and the gross stupidity of the Democrats, ABC's Sonny Hostin talking about the eclipse and the cicadas and earthquakes. So she's weighing in, being the scientist that she is, not. I'll just mention cicadas. I have some tinnitus. I don't know if it's from serving in the military. I love shooting an M16. That was the fun part about it. Didn't have to kill anybody, but it was fun shooting it. And other things, that my tinnitus sounds exactly, and I mean exactly, like cicadas. So if 10 trillion of them come swarming in, I still won't hear it. I'll just think my tinnitus is getting worse. Well, I'm praying that God would deliver me from that, but that hasn't been manifested yet. But this this macro brain, and I say that facetiously, I mean, I'm name calling here, but I just don't know how you could be this stupid. Seriously, how could you be such a moron as Sonny Hostin to contend that the eclipse may have something to do with earthquakes, cicadas, and you got it, climate change. The eclipse has something to do with climate change. Well, you know, Sonny, that's an interesting position, because If that were true, then that means we would have had climate change, i.e. global warming, which you don't dare to talk about because it isn't warming, back in 1992? I can't remember when the last eclipse, solar eclipse, occurred in totality across the United States. But then that would mean that must have been climate change back then. And then let's jump back about another 32 years or 30 years, because I think the next one is in 2000 and, gosh, what is it, 2044, I think it is. And they even have the path of that one. And at what time it will be coming across what parts of the country? Well, how could climate change be having anything to do with the eclipse if we got 22 years to go here till the next one? Don't we have to have more climate? And then let's go back every whatever it is, 22 or 24 years till the dawn of time when there have been solar eclipses. So what are you saying, Sonny baby, that we have had climate change ever since Adam and Eve? We had it since Abraham and all of those flatulating camels and flatulating oxen and cows that you want to get rid of, the ones that couldn't pass a California smog and methane test. You see, this is just mind-boggling. Okay, I got to lay off. You know, I'm no big fan of the Alphabet Media because they tell lies. They deceive. They aren't the media. They're propagandists. They aren't journalists. They didn't go to school of journalism. They went to school of propaganda because they sat like stooges under some left-wing libtard at whether, I don't care whether it's Harvard, Princeton, Michigan State, it doesn't matter. They're all to the left of left. And journalists vote 94% Democrat. You think that that's outrageous? Well, listen to this. NPR, which should stand, you know, National Public Radio. So we're funding our own demise with NPR. And when a senior editor, Yuri Berliner, or Berliner, Berliner, I believe is how it's pronounced. It's like Berlin with an ER at the end. Been there 25 years. Came out, said that NPR is so biased. It is so ridiculously woke. They contend there for diversity. They say we're all about diversity with no diversity. Well, they want different races. They want those with different sexual preference. They'll probably have pedophiles on there pretty soon and bestialites, whoever commits bestiality. I'm not sure what that term is. Incestites, those who commit incest, to go for that full bore approach of diversity. But doggone it, we don't want any conservatives. That's not what diversity is. Diversity is all these races and sexual preferences that have a left-wing extremist perspective. That's their definition of diversity. And why? Because he came out and identified the senior editors at NPR. Now, I just got done telling you 94% of journalists are Democrats. Full on. You won't get straight story. It's not in them. They think it's up to them to subvert and pervert and controvert the real news in order to achieve a left-wing, radical, extremist agenda, which is the Democrat Party today. There are 87 editorial positions at NPR, funded by your tax dollars and mine. So I want to give you the breakdown of how many of those senior editorial positions or editorial positions are occupied by Democrats or Republicans. It's 87 to nothing. There's not one Republican on the editorial staff of NPR, and they talk about being fair and balanced. I know that's the Fox News, but they try to say we cover all positions. But it was obvious. They were pushing the Trump-Russia collusion. They wouldn't cover Hunter Biden's laptop. They absolutely try to shame anybody that came out with a lab leak theory that COVID came from Wuhan, which it absolutely did. They picked up and followed. They wrote Adam Schiff's coattails with a Don't Say Gay bill in Florida, which didn't say don't say gay. That's an absolute liar. A lie because Adam Schiff is a liar. He's a son of the father of lies, the devil himself. This is your NPR. You know, I was reading something here the other day from Donald Trump Jr. And, you know, we've all wondered, or wondering, speculating who might be his running mate. I have said for a half a year, more than that, a party that I love, whose name nobody could pronounce and didn't even know how to spell it. I understand that, but I've been following him for a long time because he's a real deal. I love Vivek Ramaswamy. But Donald Trump Jr. has come out and said, one thing we have learned, and that is we went into the 2016 election and the inauguration in 2017 and the people that were placed in positions. He's admitting that his dad got hoodwinked. He was admitting that there were swamp creatures swarming all over the place to derail his every incentive, his every plan. If nothing else, we have learned how to identify these people, and they aren't coming in to the second administration. Those suckers are gone. Now, what I want to try to put a positive spin on all the indictments against Trump and all the lawsuits. One of the things that all of this has done is that it has allowed and maybe even encouraged the flaming rhinos, Republican in name only, Nikki Haley being the queen rhino. What a loser. I've never liked her. Everything I predicted about her was right. Because I'm so smart? No. She was easy to decipher. I don't think she is that smart, but that's not the problem. She's crooked, and she's not believable. And so she and all these other, whether it's Chris Christie, go right on down the line. All these rhinos felt that it was really safe to become fully unmasked with Trump looking at all these potential years in prison and fines they considered all right. This guy is dead. He is buried except for the last shovel full of dirt. And I'm going to throw the shovel full of dirt on him. That's what's caused these rhinos, who act more like winos, to come out of the closet and quit hiding behind their absolute hatred and loathing of Donald Trump to now pile on. So what's happened? When it turns out that Donald Trump just doesn't seem to stay dead. No, he keeps moving. He's not still. There's still action there. And guess what? Nikki Haley is shutting her claptrap up. I don't hear out of Christie. I don't hear a lot of all these people. And they're probably saying, you know what? We're totally screwed. We certainly aren't going to be in this administration. But what this has done is it has allowed Trump and his family and his really true, serious, true blue staff to identify the crooks, the corruptors, the charlatans, the fakers, the posers, and the Republican Party and get their sorry derriere out. They are not coming in to this administration, including those who would, I hope Trump replaces who has it replaced? It doesn't even matter. I got so many heads and names going through my head here. So this is what's interesting on another level. Donald not winning re-election against Joey, brain dead skunk in the middle of the road, I'm your left-wing puppet, Biden, actually may be a blessing to the United States. Right? Because had he served, what he would have accomplished, I'm not all sure, who knows? I know what he would have liked to have served, accomplished. But he'd be coming very shortly to the end of his term, and he would be done. With who? Mike Pence screwball rhino, Mike Pence, as a running mate? A loser for a running mate, which he... This is one of the things where Trump got hoodwinked, and Don Jr. is kind of acknowledging it. He didn't say as much, but basically he's saying, we're not going to fall for what happened to Ronald Reagan, that he felt like he needed to pick George Bush one to somehow balance the ticket out and please the Republican establishment. And putting him on as vice president, given Reagan's age, would help ensure that he had that Reagan got the rhino support for the presidency. It's not going to happen again. And that's why I love the three that are in the heat for the VP position. They're not competing, but these are the three that are so anti-woke. Nobody, once he's president, if he is, would dare to try to assassinate him, because they may get Trump 2.0 as from the vice president, which could be J.D. Vance, Carrie Lake, and my first choice, Vivek Ramaswamy. These guys aren't fakers. These guys have stayed tried and true to what everybody else said was a dead horse, which the rhinos couldn't quit beating. You know, the thing about, you know, don't beat a dead horse. Well, they kept beating him because they just weren't quite sure that he was dead. But I like the fact that there's a lot of dirt on him, but the dirt is still moving. It's still moving. And so it's still, he has not given up the ghost politically here. The other thing that is a good thing about this is maybe the left wing mental retardation, which inflicted with evil. I didn't think you could be dumb and evil. The Democrats have proved me wrong. You can be dumb and evil. That certainly describes Joe Biden and a whole bunch of others. I thought you had to at least be intelligent in a wicked way to be a bad person. I mean, Hitler wasn't unintelligent. A lot of wicked people are extremely intelligent. They aren't dumb. But I thought you couldn't be wicked and be dumb. You had to have some smarts to be somehow conjure up all that kind of evil. Of course, Joey, no brains has proved that to be false, that you can be dumb and wicked at the same time. But maybe just, what's the word, cogitate on this for a second. Trump having taken 4 years off, so to speak, 45th to the 47th, skip a term and come back. Yes, he can only be a president for 4 more years. But it's very possible if he gets elected with the right vice president, with all that he's learned in the meantime, that his second term of the presidency will far, far exceed in what he could accomplish than what had he been elected in a consecutive second term. In other words, the time off may have been very good in the knowledge department, preparation department, and certainly in the selection department as to who is going to rule and reign with him in his cabinet, who he picks, fire Christopher Wray, get all, rid of those losers at the FBI, the DOJ, go right on down the line, the EPA, the DHS, losers, all left-wingers, radical left-wing extremists, let's use their terms. But to make sure that when he is done in 4 years, there's somebody that's Trump 2.0 that could run in his shoes for the next term, and it won't be Mike Pence. Man, I don't know. I'm getting goosebumps here. I feel like I'm. What is it, from Ghostbusters? I'm on a mission from God. Well. Don't go away. Robin Walter, The Robin Walter Show on the Red Sky Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my dog might be a Democrat.
We're back. The Robin Walters Show here on the Red Sky Radio Network. You know, they have been slow walking the release of Mr. Herr's interview of Joe Biden, and how he was not firing all on all cylinders. In fact, he didn't really have any cylinders. Even the mice hadn't been fed, turning the wheels around. And apparently, somebody forgot to put in a couple of fresh AAA batteries in his brain. So they won't release. They're just not releasing it. But there's something that I saw from somebody who has been able to get at the entirety of this thing. I don't know why I can't. But the number of times that Joey No Brains took the Lord's name in vain. It was GD this and GD that and GD this and GD that. I don't know why God didn't just strike him dead right during the interview. It's blasphemous. So-called president. No wonder we're getting judged as a country. Who is it, John Jay or John Adams? Not John Jay. John Adams or I'm not going to think of the other. A couple of people. I'm not really sure who said it. James Madison. That's who I actually think said it. Some think it was I don't know, John Adams or James Madison. That's the debate. Who said it? Maybe you can help me out. RedSkyRadio777@gmail.com. You get the government you deserve. We've got the government we deserved. You will vote for an immoral, idiotic, no brains, no cojones president like Joey Biden. And guess what you get? You get a country that is so screwed up that appears to be in pole position amongst all the countries in the world in the race to hell. And no wonder. I mean, they could not. Do you know what? Do you know how much support Joey No Brains would lose if they printed the entirety of that interview with all of the times that he took the Lord's name in vain? He can't talk without swearing. And he calls himself a Catholic. If that's Catholicism, then you know what? You need to listen to somebody else besides Pope Francis. But anyway, okay. I am going to totally shift gears here because I want to. And I need to just bring out a statistic that I saw that is just simply alarming. And that is the skyrocketing attacks on Christian churches. The absolute explosion of anti-Christian behavior, not just throughout the world, but very specifically within the United States. That there's a report from the Washington Stand that details that incidents of violence in 6 years' time, 6 years' time, has exploded over 800%, 800% in 6 years. The report goes on to say, quote, Joe Biden's indifference I got to stop here a second, because I don't think he legitimately won the election. I never call him President Biden. I just call him Joe, whatever. Joey Corn Pop is another Biden, whatever. Joe Biden's indifference abroad to the fundamental freedom of religion is rivaled only by his increasing antagonism toward the moral absolutes taught by Bible-believing churches here in the U.S. The attacks on the churches have increased 800% in less than 6 years, and they have doubled in 1 year. So that means after 5 years, it had gone up 400%. It increased 100% from a 400% increase to year one to an 800% just in the last year. This is coming from the Family Research Council. The documents, the acts of anti-church hostility, bombings, attempted bombings, shootings, satanic vandalism, numerous attacks on anti-Christians with an anti-Christian bias due to Christian support for abortion or their retaliation, I guess, or attempt to defend against the extreme tranny ideology. And then we're not even talking about unpunished election interference. This is a sign of our going down. Now, I want to fit in a quick little advertisement here, because this program is a companion program that I do to let me see where you're going to hear it. You're not going to hear it if you're in Philly tonight. But you can hear it if you go to Rumble, put in Robin Walter Show on Rumble, and you will pull up two pictures, as I have mentioned. One that is a Bible, and that's my Sunday morning program. You need to hear this weekend's Sunday morning with Robin Walter program, dated April 13th. And it will explain from a more biblical perspective of what is going on and why it matters so much right now. Don't miss it. I'm not going to take that issue any further. I got so much to cover. But this is something, you know, there's something kids can pick out. I got to tell you, I got a gazillion grandchildren, and the only thing I'm sorry about is that I don't have a gazillion more. I could not love anything more than spending time with these grandkids and inculcating into them the values necessary for not just surviving, but thriving and growing up to be able to lead their children in the right way. Now, much of this is on the Sunday morning program. I go into detail out of Deuteronomy chapter 4 and chapter 6 on this topic, why it's so important. But there's one thing that kids, there's a lot they don't know, right? A lot that they don't learn, but there's something every kid at from about age 6, 5, 6, 7 can do that they can pick out. They are superb at picking out hypocrites. That's why Jesus just beat up on the scribes and the Pharisees and the church elders that were hypocrites. I think there's one chapter in the Bible where Jesus uses the word hypocrites 8 or 9 times. There's nothing he despises more than hypocrites. Somebody's lost and doesn't know the Lord, they're lost, they don't know the Lord. But somebody who pretends to do that, pretends to know the word and quote John 3:16, and they don't know jack diddly about the Bible and have no relationship with God, pure hypocrite, Jesus has no use for him. That's why he got the bullwhip out and ran him out of the church, ran him out of the temple. It's why he decided to rearrange the furniture in the temple. It's all because of hypocrites. So when a company like Disney, which is woke and is queer and is tranny, and they support the chemical castrations of minor children and mastectomies on underage girls and all this barbarian butchering of children, Disney makes me puke. I will never go there again. And it's been a long time since I've been there. But here they are catering to children and trying to turn children basically into twice the child of hell that they are. Go find that passage. It's in the scripture. But here's a supreme manifest example of their hypocrisy. They have an insurance plan that will pay for mutilating the bodies of minor children. Or children, minors. The plan will pay to mutilate their bodies, but their plan refuses to pay for those bodies who have then been mutilated to try to find a way back home, to try to find a way back to what and the way God created them. There's no queer gene. Don't even fiddle around with that. That's nonsense. God made them male and female. All the other genders were invented by Democrats. There is no homosexual gene. And it's not sexual orientation. It's sexual preference. I've always said that. Always will. Trannies are homosexuals. I'll say it right now. You may not like this, but trannies are homosexuals. They feel guilty about their attraction to the same sex, so what do? They somehow pretend that they must be actually a man living in a girl's body or a girl living in a man's body, so they decide that they will change genders to then apparently give them a righteous attraction towards the opposite sex, which is in reality the same sex. It's not difficult to explain or understand. But Disney, in the ridiculous, utter, manifest example of hypocrisy, won't help the kids they've ruined. They are full on to support the destruction and the ruin of children and don't give a rat's rear end about helping them out of the life that they subsidized, that they funded. What does Jesus say about this? Let's go to the source. He says, better to have a millstone tied around your neck and be cast in the sea than to lead one of these little ones astray. I don't know what size millstone it takes to bury you in the depth of the sea, Disney, but you're going down. If it's not now, judgment day, look out. That you want to believe in global warming or climate change? Take the temperature around Disneyland. It's going to get smoked. And I'm not going to be there to intercede. Nope, sorry. Well, I'm thrilled. I'm going to throw in a little bit of good news here because it's time for a good news insertion. You know, Joey No Brains went to the big deal in Manhattan, the fundraiser, which I think we talked about. He raised the $25 million. And as one writer says, it was consisted of all the super rich white people living in Manhattan who have more servants than children. And then, of course, you got to add Barack Hussein and Bill Clinton, neither of whom live there, but they came there to have, what, the $500,000 check to have the picture taken with these two clowns. Well, speaking of hypocrisy, Joey made a point of advertising and marketing this event as a big fundraiser, as a, you know the term he used? Grassroots fundraiser. So it takes whatever, thousands to get in, a half a million to have your picture taken with these mucky mucks in Manhattan, rich white people, overwhelmingly rich white, which I've said Democrats are the consummate racists. They keep finding ways to keep blacks and others on the plantation. And God bless all the blacks that are waking up, and maybe it had to get really bad for them to wake up and say, what the heck have we been dinking around here on this plantation accepting whatever, free food, free cell phones, whatever they got under Barack. And they're waking up, and they're coming off the plantation, and there is no stopping a lot of these from going to Trump. That's how much the Democrats are going to have to cheat to win this. But I'm sure they're working on it even as I speak. The good news, of course, is that Donald Trump raised $50 million, doubled a week later, what Joey No Brains picked up, $50 million. I mean, that's just really great. I'm glad that his daughter-in-law is a co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Yeah, there should be more funds allocated to winning this presidency than anything else, because he gets to appoint Supreme Court justices, all the other judges that will be appointed in the next 4 years, clean out, wipe out the swamp, drain it, which I've said a gazillion times is easy. And I'm very disappointed with Mike Johnson. It's easy. You want to defund the police? Well, try defunding the swamp. That's all you got to do. Don't pass a budget. Oh, DOJ budget? Sorry. We're going to cut you by 65%. You figure out what to do. But right now, we're going to cancel the leases and all these buildings are going to be vacant that you occupy. FBI, you know, your budget is going to be down 50%. Department of Homeland Security, we're going to whack you 38%. And we're going to shift some of those funds, guess what, to the Border Patrol and not to Ukraine. Why are we protecting somebody else's border when we won't protect our own? Which actually brings up something I was going to mention. I didn't think I was going to have time for it, but I'll throw it in here. The Border Patrol on our northern border with Canada has apprehended more people coming in to the U.S., a lot of Chinese, this last year than in the previous 12 years combined. It's oxygen free. And they're picking up speed to do it while Joey No Brains is president, because he doesn't have the guts to do the right thing, doesn't have the brains to do the right thing, doesn't have the morals to do the right thing. He's a complete deficit at all levels. I thought it was interesting. One last thing, I didn't finish it, about the New York City fundraiser for Biden was a gal, I can't think of what her name was. I don't have it in front of me. It just popped into my head, though, where she said how much of a joy it was to be in an assembly of so many rich people. Those are her words. I love being around rich people. Those are your Democrats. You break down the net worth of the U.S. Senate. They always talk about Republicans, oh, they're rich people, the rich, blah, blah, blah. What a pile of crap. No, the great wealth is on the Democrat side. Without question. Okay, moving along. Boy, I don't know if I got time for this next piece, which is really important. What do I do? Okay, I've had some people contact me wanting to know my thoughts, because I'm very open about what I've said for the last dozen to 15 years, that I believe the United States will split. I'm not sure whether it'll be civil war. I think it's a good possibility there will be. The civil war will not be waged by the right leaving. It'll be waged by the left against the right for the right leaving. And the civil war will then become a self-defense action by conservative states. It's pretty simple, I think, the secession of good states leaving this country, if Joey No Brains is president, although if you've listened to me, I think the president would be Gavin Newsom, the right to leave will be met with an armed attack against the states that are leaving. Not because they don't have the right to leave. I did a lot of constitutional law. I aced both those classes in law school, and I've done constitutional law in my practice. I can tell you right now, there's no constitutional prohibition against a state leaving. Any state. Texas included. Nothing. Any state can get up and get gone at any time it wants. And I still believe that that's going to happen. So the question that has arisen, people have asked me, well, do you go? What's that old song, Do I Go or Do I Stay? I won't sing it because I actually don't know it. And maybe I don't want to admit that I kind of know it. But I mentioned there are about 17 or 18 states that I think that would just check out, because it may just be so intolerable that there will be a division, and the division will be of God, just like God had and created a secession in Israel. And why? Because of sin. The country was split. because of sin. So the question, though, that arises is, well, would you go and where do you go? And is it okay? Is it a cowardly thing to do to pack up and leave? Well, if you got to get to some place where the state supports homeschooling for your children, do it. What's more important, a new SUV or having kids that aren't screwed up? Gosh, be sure and listen to the Sunday morning program. I'd like to go into it deeper here, and maybe I can touch on it some next week. But I want to give you a biblical basis for the right to get up and get gone. Don't think it's cowardly necessary. Some are called to stay. Some are called to leave. And honestly, if you can't homeschool or can't homeschool legally and you can't afford a Christian school, the only choice is a government school somewhere. Make it where there are actually biblical principles still taught to some degree. But is it okay to go? Here you go. You got a pencil and paper. You might want to write these down. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. What does the angel tell Joseph and Mary to do? To flee into Egypt. It's not safe here anymore. It's not safe for who? Your child. This is always about the children. Where is the safest place for your children? From an educational standpoint, in the case of Jesus, his very life. You're not going to come back until after Herod croaks. Jesus, number two, Jesus fled Galilee. I don't have actually the scripture written down. But he fled Galilee because it wasn't safe. Paul fled Damascus in Acts 9, verse 25. Paul fled Jerusalem in Acts 9, verse 30. Why? It wasn't safe. Now, there aren't even children involved. It's not safe. If they don't want to hear the gospel, you get up and get gone. Peter, he's let out of prison in Acts 12, and he shows himself up to his brethren at the house. They're all praying for his release. He gets released, and then nobody believes. Who is it, Rhoda, I think, that's at the door? They answer the door, hey, it's Peter. Ah, you're crazy. Well, you've been praying for him. Well, you're crazy. He's not out. Well, he was out. I mean, they didn't even believe in the power of their own prayer. But God answered some weak prayers. But he showed himself to his brethren. And what did he do? As soon as after he made himself known, hey, the prayer has been answered, I'm out of here. He got out of Dodge. Paul fled Iconium in Acts 14:6. Paul spoke the truth. Paul was a lawyer. I like Paul. He was into the law. I'm into the law. I like it. And the more truth you speak, the more dangerous it gets. I appreciate everybody that prays for me in this program. But Iconium, Acts 14:6, he checked out. Paul, Acts 19:9. Ephesus, he had been preaching there. But there was a lynching party forming on the left. Yeah, it's always the left. That's why Jesus said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Isn't that interesting? Jesus chose left and right. Your left is not trustworthy. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Right hand is doing the right thing. Left hand wants to do the wrong thing. Don't let it. Isn't it interesting that he chose left and right to make that point? But Paul had to blow out of Ephesus, right? He got out of town because of the lynching party that was there. You know, some are called to stay and fight, and God bless them. Some are called to stay and be missionaries. God bless them. And then there's some that for their own personal safety, is Paul not a missionary? Absolutely. The missionary of missionaries. And how many times did he flee? Let me count them up here. 1, 2, 3, 4. There may be there others. I got 4 different times he fled because he had to get out of Dodge. It just wasn't safe. So it may just be for your own personal safety that you decide, all right, I got to get up and go to Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, Oklahoma. I could go on and on here. I'm not going to. But then for those who are with kids, school-aged children, it gets highlighted. It gets the ante is up. Now it's not just about your safety. It's about protecting your children. Protecting your children. I mean, Jesus said, allow all the little children to come into me. What is wrong, or what is right? Tell me, what's right about allowing all the little children to come to a polluted, tainted, anti-God, Christian-hating, bibliophobic, Christophobic government school? How is that allowing the children to come to Jesus when you've permitted him or them to go to the very depths of the hell that is the defining characteristic of a lot of these schools? Think it over. Now's the time to consider this. There's a lot that's going to go on here in the next weeks, months, and years. It's going to be a challenge, but you're up to it. You were created for just such a time as this. And remember, you ride for the brand. You sit tall in the saddle. You ride for the brand. And what is that brand? It's the brand of Jesus Christ. God bless you. See you next week.